I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First, believers face threats as Nigeria holds another round of elections. And then later, Christian education plays a transformative role in East Africa. We'll explain how in just a few moments. In our first story, Nigeria's gubernatorial elections were last weekend, and the stakes are high for Africa's largest nation. Now, you may be wondering, didn't Nigeria just have an election last month? Well, yes, and that was the presidential election. On March 18th, voters went back to the polls in 28 of Nigeria's 36 states to elect new governors. So far, all but two of those 28 governorships have been decided. The presidential election results are being contested, and emotions were high going into the gubernatorial elections. Greg Kelly with World Mission says,
during the election itself, this ruling party deliberately disenfranchised communities and targeting primarily the Christian communities. I mean, voters were terrorized to stay away. We have firsthand accounts across the country of reports of being terrorized.
Nigeria is deeply divided between the Christian majority south and the Muslim majority north. World Mission supports Nigerian believers in gospel ministry, which ultimately changes hearts.
We need to get the gospel and put our energies and resources and deploy them into the northern part of Nigeria. So for people who are involved in missions, we need to start thinking that way. We need to be praying that way.
Pray for Nigeria's new leaders to walk in wisdom.
We can get hung up on the politics of it, but if you were to ask a Nigerian Christian and say, what is the answer to Nigeria? They would say prayer.
Meanwhile, in the middle of war-torn Ukraine, people rely heavily on cell phones to stay connected. However, a cell phone is only as useful as the nearest charging port, and Russian missiles have taken out over half of the Ukrainian power grid. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says,
I've even seen a generator out on the street with at least 10 to 20 utility strips chained together, and everyone on the street stopping to charge their phones so they could stay connected in for an update on what's happening with the fighting. Churches show me just a massive number of phones and tablets that are being charged. One of the greatest connection points for people is to stay connected with their friends and family in different locations, make arrangements to flee when they need to find out the news on how things are proceeding.
To meet this need, SGA is sending solar-based battery systems to Ukrainian church partners.
What we're trying to do is shift our focus to the long term and look for ways that we can equip these churches to continue to minister to the people's needs, but that ministry to their needs is the open door for presenting the gospel. And hundreds of thousands of people in Ukraine are hearing the gospel that would not have ever heard it before.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And when Jesus walked among men, people thought, surely nothing good can come from Nazareth. Yet that was the hometown of our Lord and Savior. Now, for security reasons, we can't name the place in East Africa where Set Free Ministries works, but it has a reputation like Nazareth.
The area that we're building in is a very impoverished area, and it's just a very spiritually dark place with the practice of witchcraft. There's cannibalism.
Set Free's Dave McIntyre says that when children in this area turn 13,
girls get married off and boys go into subsistence farming or some other kind of menial labor because they don't have the educational skills to get better jobs.
Jesus is the light of the world, rescuing people from spiritual darkness. Light Academy, Set Free's Christian high school, carries the same mission. It began as an extension of Set Free's 14 primary schools.
It made no sense to disciple kids from kindergarten all the way up till they're 13 years old and then say, be warm and well fed. Good luck on the rest of your education. We build a high school to continue that discipleship until the kids are young adults and are able to enter the workforce.
And sponsorship paves the way for transformation. Connect with Set Free Ministries through links at our website.
Right now, we have 150 kids enrolled at Light Academy, and our plan is to add about 200 more every year until 2027.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.